Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. China is in the headlines every week. We can't escape. Did you know that in China, this is the year of the pig? Every year is a year of some animal, but how crazy is it that African swine fever has devastated the Chinese pork industry during the official year of the pig? China is by far the world's largest pork consumer, but recent reports suggest that half of China's pigs have died or been slaughtered. So think about it this way. If you were a pig farmer and your neighbor pig farmers became infected with swine fever, what would you do? Well, you would rush to sell your pigs to the market, get the money before they get the disease. And that's what many farmers have done, and there's no easy solution. The Chinese farmers are not even close to being able to feed that country's 3.3 billion people. They're going to be hungry, very hungry, for imported meat. World meat prices should be stronger, even with a trade war. And that's enough on China. We have a new report on marijuana that should be frightening to a lot of people. With the rapid expansion of marijuana sales, both recreational and medical, now the Surgeon General has released a new advisory. It says marijuana will damage the brain. Pregnant women and young people can experience damaging effects on the developing brain. And also keep in mind that newer strains of marijuana are increasingly more potent and dangerous. All right, the last subject. The Food and Drug Administration has hundreds of trade associations and organizations with the responsibility to represent their industry in Washington, D.C. and abroad. I'm sure that you are aware, but we have some new companies that want to produce meat. I'm not talking about hog barns of pigs or cattle feed lots. I'm talking about growing animal cells in a factory situation. They might end up with chicken or beef burgers. At this point, they call it cell-based or cultured meat. They don't have anything on the market yet, but they have their own trade association, the Alliance for Meat, Poultry, and Seafood Innovation. They must be serious. My pigs on my farm will not be happy with that fake meat. Neither will I. And I'm John Block from Washington.